Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
I ain't never just tripped and pitched it. I just looked at the whole situation, cause once you look at it, you know,
really do.
They don't give a fuck about us.
Life a hurting mass, a hustle, some guy's hurt. So I spend your time for
one working. I see no reason, so I see all the season to season. Why you stop thinking that they give a fuck?
Yeah, my world is in peace, my nigga, you're lying. Cause half of my niggas long gone, buried in the dirt just for trying. Sometimes I think my block is dying, and that is awful. To wake up to another day, shit ain't changed, that's awful. I wake up sweating, dreaming, coughing, seeing me upside down, backwards, head twisted while I'm laying in the coffin. The shit comes around so often, so tell me something before I take it out on the world and get the dumping. Nigga, I'll be sober, but I ain't going through the struggle. I'm doing the same thing you did at my age, and that's hustling on the edge of straight busting. But since you don't give a fuck, I'm just frontin', I'ma drink my Hennessy like it ain't nothing.
And listen to the words that people say in their lyrics, and tell me if that's some real shit, if that's real to you. You know what I mean? Listen to what they saying. Don't just bob your head to the beat.
Right now, but anyway, that song was Tupac Shakur. They don't give a fuck about us, you know. And I just want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west for tuning in. And I like to thank all my listeners in the United States, Hawaii, Canada, United Kingdom, Cameroon, Africa, Nigeria, Africa, Peru, Pakistan, Australia, Singapore, and now we have added Iraq. So, baby, somebody must be telling somebody else about the sister up in the camp because they are tuning up. And when I'm seeing all these digits and stuff off of a zero and all these different strange area codes, okay, I had to look them up, see where they was coming from. So obviously people is liking what I'm doing, and they are liking how we do it because we laid back. And you know something, I just want to tell all my listeners, you know, it's a pleasure to be here each Friday just to do what I do. You know, and tonight's guest is not going to disappoint you. This brother is named Carl Mr. Trill Jones, or Boss Gator. Brother's coming out of Columbia, Mississippi. So I'm telling y'all, don't count the South out, man. People think the South is only known for good cooking or the Bible Belt. Yeah, they religious, they all that, that's true. But damn it, they known for some other stuff. And this young brother, he got videos everywhere. He's trying to be a household word, and he's going to make it do what it do. So y'all need to tune in and check him out. You know, I try to get his music from YouTube, and every song that I tried to upload, it said there was some problems with the file, so I couldn't upload it. So I brought you the second best thing, Tupac, man. You can't touch that. So, you know, I first want to introduce my awesome co-host, Mark Anthony Brial. And also, let me just not forget, let me give a shout-out to Don Darjay, because of him, he introduced me to this brother, and I appreciate when people introduce other people to me. And anybody who want to be a guest on my show, you need to get with me quick, because the only thing I got available right now is July the 29th. I am booked that far in advance, you know, and I'm still trying to book some more people. I'm trying to slow it down so I don't be booked till October, because everybody wants to be on the show, and they calling me and they say, can I be on your show? Can I be on your show? Because they say it's like a comedy hour, and I'm appreciative that they enjoy how we do what we do, you know? So I want to say thank you to Don for introducing me to this young man. And without further ado, I want to introduce my co-host first, and then we're going to bring on Boss Gator. But how you doing, Mark, baby?
I'm doing great. We're doing great, right? I want to welcome Iraq. I hope it's friendly fire over there, and not those Ayatollahs or ISIS people.
ISIS ain't trying to blow up over here. You No, but somebody was listening, so maybe I'm giving somebody a laugh tonight, you know, and more power to you. I guess it may be daytime over there, but whatever, they are tuning in to Unmasked. Imagine that shit, will you? Baby! Woo!
Welcome, Iraq. Right on.
Yes, yes. Now, this brother is bad to the bone. I watched his video, but I was a little upset because it kept saying file corruption, and it wouldn't let me upload it. And what I was saying, that whoever was doing the video part was doing a pretty good job, you know, showing different parts, I guess, of Columbus, Mississippi, you know. But like I said, people don't give the South credit for a lot of stuff, but a lot of talent is out of the South. And this brother right here out of Mississippi, woo, M-I-S-S-I-P or whatever, how you do it, you know, welcome, Boss Data. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing pretty good. Just taking the, you know, I got a new album I'm working on, and pretty much just trying to put my brains, my muscles behind it, you know, and I get where I need to go in the music business.
Well, you're doing a great job, because for a young cat, man, you have a lot of videos out there. You got a lot of music out there on YouTube. So it shows me that you're tenacious. You're trying to get yours. And I ain't mad at you, because we all got the same 24 hours a day. So don't get mad about what somebody else do because you're making excuses for your life. You know, I appreciate somebody who's going for it, you know. But the only thing I want to say to you is, baby, once you make it, don't forget the people you met on the way up, because you'll meet the same ones on the way down. So show some love to the people that are supporting you now. Don't forget me, you know, because you're on my radio show, and I'm giving you a global audience, because, you know, I want my ticket to the, you know, the Oscars, whatever it do, the Grammys, whichever one it is for the music, I want to be there.
You know what? I like your spirit. You're a good, positive person. I can just tell by your energy. You know, the way you
speak. Well, thank you, darling. Yeah, but it's our responsibility. Yeah.
Another thing, too. Happy early Mother's Day. You know.
Say what, baby?
I said another thing, too. Happy early Mother's Day. You know.
Oh, thank you, darling. Oh, that's so sweet. You're the first
one
who said that. Yeah, see, y'all need to recognize, take some examples out of his page, okay? Right away, he said, Happy Mother's Day, all right now, okay? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I like that. Some people want to call you something else, but he said, Happy Mother's Day, baby. Mwah, 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 mwah. I hope you got that. Hugs and kisses.
That's that Southern Charm, Terry, coming out.
Oh,
and etiquette.
Yeah, and just get me wrapped around his finger.
you got on the right foot. You got on Terry's right foot, Carl.
Right. Wait, we from the heart of it. I'm dead, and I know I'm in Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm very original. So, you know, I mean,
right.
I love people, and I try, you know, respect people, you know, and this is the way I rock, you know.
Well, you know, Carl, you know, respect goes a long way, and we need to remember that, because a lot of people don't seem to remember. You know, you can't just be flipping the switch at people when you feel like it. You know, respect is supposed to kick in even when you don't agree. You know, you got to have that respect, that level of like, okay, well, if we can't talk, we ain't got to be nasty, you know, because we are adults, and I appreciate that. And I try to respect people, too. You know, if I feel like, you know, if we ain't going nowhere with the conversation, you know, I'm not going to let you keep abusing me verbally. I'm just going to shut it down and hang up the phone, because I don't want to stay on the phone and cuss you out and lose my composure and act like a fool. You know, I'm not going to do that. Okay, that phone picks up the same way it goes down. I pick it up, I can put it down. You know, so that's true. It's good that you have some respect, and I appreciate the people in your life who taught you those morals, because we need to have a moral campus, because, you know, like in your field, you know, Boss Gator, you know, people assume that rappers are only about drugs, you know, only about a whole lot of bling bling, only about just having sex with any thot or hood rat they can find. But you know, I don't know if you got a family, but some people are doing it because you got that talent, you know, and other people are doing it because they're trying to live better than they was living. Well, who got that music
on
the
music? You know, music is an art. So
who's got playing music right now in the background?
Well, I mean, it's just how you want to paint the picture, you know? I mean, all artists don't draw naked women.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
All artists don't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, rap music is just the way that any other kind of music, you know, whatever kind of picture you want to paint, whatever you want to talk about, you know? You know, it's for the people, you know? I mean,
if
they're with a person inside they want to listen to, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, Boss Gator, are you playing music in the background?
No. Well,
and where's that music coming from? Mark, is that you?
No, not me.
But did y'all
hear
you
probably
hear
a train, because right now the train running and all kinds of, I mean.
Oh, okay, that's outside noise, like the train and ambulances and all kinds of stuff. Okay, because I thought somebody playing music, and I'm going to say, I know y'all not tripping playing music, and we up here talking. But okay, we're going to start real back in the day. When did you know, baby, that she was talented in the area of rapping? And, you know, when did you start?
Well, you know, my start really basically came from a household, because when I was young, you know, my mom and my daddy, you know what I'm saying, they played like a lot of different music. They had a lot of, you know, a lot of 45s and, you know, different albums and stuff like that, you know. And, you know, I just kind of just grew up listening to music, you know what I'm saying, that's how I was. But when I just decided I was going to start writing my own music, I was actually, you know, listening to a couple of guys from my neighborhood, you know, people that was out there doing music, rapping and stuff, doing all that type of stuff. I decided I would go to my classroom or to my house and still write my own. So, it was probably in sixth grade when I actually, like, wrote something for the classroom, you know, for a talent show. You see what I'm saying? Performed it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I can speed it up. It when I actually did decide I was going to work on music as far as trying to take it seriously, you know, I actually went to a little local neighborhood studio. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And it was Still Magnolia Productions. You see what I'm saying? They had different artists that they were working with, you know, everybody pretty local, you know, but just making good music. So they actually introduced me to a real studio, and I started recording. And as I started recording, you know what I'm saying, a lot of things unfolded as far as, you know what I'm saying, like we ended up getting on the radio station down here, you know, and by me being in high school, it was a big deal, you know, because
right.
A lot of people, They thought I had already made it. You see what I'm saying? Because I was on the radio station.
You
see what I'm saying?
From it, darling.
Right. So, you know, I had got a lot of support. I got a lot of support from the area. And basically, I ended up investing my money, the money I earned, into myself, and I actually brought out my first CD. You know, I was on like a lot of different CDs and stuff, but I started investing money to myself, and I brought out my first CD. That was in 2001. You know what I'm saying? It was called Goldmark Gator Jones.
Wow.
Yeah, it was called Goldmark Gator Jones, man. I went and bought me a truck, you know, a Suburban, you know what I'm saying? Put my label on it, and we started going from Jackson to Atlanta and Memphis.
And you must have been doing good. You said you done bought your truck from just sing dawn down with your bad self.
Yeah, I mean, I was a teenager. I'm proud about it.
That's what I'm saying. You had enough money from doing what you do to get you a truck. Baby, that means you were doing something right, because I don't even care if you caught a hoopty. It takes some money, you know. So you must have been doing great as a young man.
Well, you know, when I was young, you know, I mean, you know, I always, like, you know what I'm saying, try to keep a job and stuff like that, you know, so keep a hustle going on. So, you know what I'm saying, I was able to save my money up and do everything I wanted to do, basically. So, you know what I'm saying.
That means you had a good role model, because people just don't grow up and start saving money, start staying focused as a young man, because you said in sixth grade your first CD, and I'm proud of you. But you know something, the more that I hear about Columbus, Mississippi, I'm getting more impressed, because you are doing your thing, and you have a whole bunch of videos and songs out there, as well as that group Bring It, those school to teach young ladies how to dance and everything. They compete, also the Prince and Elites. There's a lot of good stuff coming out of Mississippi other than, you know, that soul food, man. I need to take a trip, slide on through there, because I'm sure if I stop at one of them restaurants, I'm going to be happy, because some good stuff coming out of Mississippi. But, you know, some Boss Gator, Mark has did his research, and Mark got some questions he want to ask you, so I'm going to shut up. Let Mark do his thing. Next is questions.
Okay.
No, I was able to hear some snippets from Goldmouth Gator Jones on Amazon.com. So there was some good stuff there. You have some really powerful lyrics.
Okay, I appreciate that.
How do you make storytelling so easy through your lyrics, Carl?
Well, you know, I mean, basically, it's just my reality. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, like, for every album I drop, it basically is my life at that time. You see what I'm saying? It basically how I feel at that time. You know what I'm saying? My life at that time. And, you know, like Goldmouth Gator Jones, see, at that time, I was still a teenager. See what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? So what I was on then, you know what I'm saying, that was my teenage lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I got a new album, you know what I'm saying? I brought out mixtapes too. I got a couple mixtapes that came out, you know.
Why you call them mistakes?
Well, I call them mixtapes because, you know, in which I did a lot of sampling.
A mix like M-I-X or M-I-S-T-A-K-S. I'm not understanding. You say a mistake? Or mixed.
Mixtape,
Terry.
I'm gonna use that mistakes.
That's not mistakes.
a mixtape because you know, I mean, a lot of songs I was doing on those mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? They basically were like, you know, I take a song that I already popping and I remake. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
My own version. You see what I'm saying? But like my new album, Boss Gator Jones, I'm working on now, you know what I'm saying? It all original music. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not rapping over nobody else's beat or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Then I look at it like an album to me is more like a genre or something like that. You know what I'm saying? A diary.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. You see what I'm saying?
Give me a little bit of advice. I mean, because it's obvious that God has blessed you with that ability, because you got so much music out there. If someone decides to hire you, take your time, read the contract. Make sure you always have the master of your stuff, because whoever might give you a record deal, if they get the masters, they can keep producing your stuff, and you ain't got to give you anything. But if I was you right now, you know, I would take a whole list of them, because all you really got to do is contact Veer online or call them, the Library of Congress Copyright Office in D.C. Now, you pay a one-time fee, like $69, but you write down each and every song. That's all combined under that $69. It's not like each song is $69. No, you copyright your stuff, because I see that you're going up and up and up, and people are starting to notice you, and people are going to start trying to steal your stuff. You know, this way you have established a timeline. It takes a little bit of time. Either go online and do it, or call them, or call me after the show. I'll give you the information and the number. But you copyright your stuff, baby. Get all the ones together, especially the best ones. And I don't care if there's about 100 of them, number one, number two, number three. All of those tracks that you got will be the one-time $69, you know, and it will be to your best interest to copyright your stuff. Because a lot of times, like you've been a young man, a lot of times people get caught up in the game and get used up, and nobody tell them nothing. So I'm just trying to avoid that for you happening. So, you know, put that in your memory bank, and, you know, you chew on that, because that's some good advice I just gave you.
Hey, Miss Terry, I appreciate that. But, yeah, I already got that taken care of.
All right, right now, that's what I'm talking about. Hey.
Yeah, I'm already on it. I got copyright for myself, and you know, I'm not a major label or nothing like that. But at the same time, you know, I got an EIN. You know what I'm saying, for my label. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
Boss Gator. Let me say something to you, darling. Your nickname is Boss Gator, a nice strong name. Don't even refer to, I ain't got a big enough label. You know, you got to believe like you're the damn king. You know what I'm saying? You don't say that, oh, I ain't got it. No, my shit is on and popping. You know, you that's how you think. That's how you excel. You know, huh, I'm Boss Gator. You don't know? You know what I'm saying? Don't act like, oh, my label ain't doing it. Oh, no, darling. You're the shit.
You know who
it's somebody just knows what I'm thinking. It's you, because you're the shit.
But you know who inspired me? And to be honest with you,
Empire?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's what I'm talking about. You see how cutthroat they are?
my inspiration, because see, you know, now I'm really from the South, deep down in the South, right? So, you know what I'm saying? When Master P, when he came out with No Limit Records, Cash Money, you know what I'm saying? You got Jay Prince, or the rapper, like, see, these guys own record label. See what I'm saying?
That's right.
So my introduction in the game was, yes, I wanted to do music, but guess what? I wanted to be bigger than just music. I wanted to be
a
CEO, like David. You see what I'm saying? I wanted I was trying to be more. See, my thing is, I'm trying to be more than just, you know what I'm saying, that, okay, I'm a rapper. I'm an artist.
Right.
I want to be there the same way P. Diddy is, and the same way Jay Z is.
Be everything, you know. But what I'm saying is, when you talk about your label, you talk about that's the hottest ticket in town, the hottest ticket in Mississippi. Because you know, some Boss Gator, when people hear your excitement about your label, whether you know or not, that it's not where you want to be, you got to make them think this is where you need to be. Bring your talent, I'll produce you, blah, 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 as you grow. And make sure you get a contract, you know, put the people on a contract and let them pay you. Don't just be giving all your free time and stuff away. No. Anywhere you go, even if you go to a psychologist, you got to pay to lay on their damn couch. So, think about what you're doing, you know. And when you talk about your label and everything, you better make it sound like that's the hottest ticket. Y'all better come before I shut it down.
Well, hey, you know what? Now, I actually, you know, have been paid for shows. You know what I'm saying? It ain't been paid $700, but I done got a couple $700, a couple times.
That's all right.
But, $500, you know. I mean, you know, I still get checked for iTunes, too, now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, because when I was in school, now, keep in mind, like I told you, I was in school. I had a lot of people that they went on to different states, and they went on overseas to the Army, and they went a lot of places. So I don't be surprised when I see that my album been downloaded from Germany or from Asia or from Africa. You see what I'm saying?
Praise God.
I've been getting checks. I mean, you know, I'm just being honest. From iTunes, I'm just being honest, you know.
That's
good.
So,
you know,
and I'm so happy for you. Wonderful baby.
Right.
So when
and
Mark fly through Mississippi, you better treat us to a dinner since you get no more fat checks from iTunes. Ain't that right, Mark?
All right.
No. I'm not gonna say
it's
fat, man. But at the same time, you know,
Sizzler or something, Ryan's or something. Come on now.
If you see any kind of income revenue that you get from your creation, it ain't number $300-$400 every month. It better than that at all.
Amen, amen, and I'm just so grateful for me too, because I'm getting paid doing speaking engagements, and I'm coming to one in Dallas, Texas. I'm flying in there next month, you know, to help speak for this empowerment group of business women, and it's all good, you know. I'm looking forward to it because everywhere I go that I haven't been, it puts me more out there. So I'm doing the same thing you're doing, man. I'm scratching, trying to become rich, because everybody got dreams. I don't know what your dream is, what Mark's dream is, but my dream is to be rich. I'm not going to dream small because I'm a child of a king. So I ain't going to try to say, oh, I just want a car. Oh, I just want enough money to take a plane trip. No, I want to be R-I-C-H with an exclamation mark. Hello. Big you got.
And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. How I feel, you know, I mean, like, I wouldn't mind being rich. And I think that there's something that, you know what I'm saying, God bless you with, like, it'll happen. Like, if it happened for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get kind of like winning the lottery or something like that. But at the same time, like, with me personally, it's like, okay, you know, I look at it like this right here. You know, like right now, I still got a 9-to-5. You know, I still work a job, taking my house.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that because most of it takes product, you know, and supplies. So you got to keep working until you make it the way you want to make it.
But listen, I still do that. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Like with me, it's like, okay, you know, I mean, for me to be able to draw an extra income, if it ain't nothing but an extra $2,000 or $3,000 a month.
That's right.
I feel like if a person don't never see me on TV, don't never think I made it, I'm drawing that extra income. So,
exactly.
you know, and then guess what? If I'm drawing that extra income, then basically some people got to be hearing my music. So I look at it like this right here. You know what I'm saying? If people hear my music, I got a good chance of becoming rich. You see what I'm saying? Because it's steady can spread out to people knowing about me. So when the right deal or anything like that come, if I can get the right deal where I don't have to work a 9-to-5 and I can take care of my family, then hey, I'm with it. Man, until then,
well, Boss said it, it's gonna happen because what you put out in the atmosphere is what's come back. So, you know, don't say if the right person. Just say, thank you, Lord, for me being rich. Thank you for all my financial blessings. You claim it because it's that, you know, that energy. You know, if you're putting out good stuff come back. If you're putting out nasty stuff, then you're going to have a lot of issues. So I've learned that, you know. So what you put out there is what you get back, you know. And so I want to embrace myself around positive people, somebody who's motivated to be the best they can be, and I believe that their life will have a blessing upon it. But, you know, Mark, I'm sorry. I keep shutting you down. Go ahead and ask your question because we have to take a little small break real quick. So go ahead and ask Boss Gator a question, darling.
Okay, I'm going to start calling Boss Gator because I'm comfortable with that now.
Okay.
Where did you get that moniker, Boss Gator? Did you actually do any gator hunting down in Mississippi?
Well, to be honest with you, it don't have nothing to do with that. You know, when I first got with the crew Steel Magnolia, you see what I'm saying? When I first got with Steel Magnolia, they had some kind of like Mississippi Swamp Soldiers, and they used to represent the gator. We gators, right?
Uh-huh.
And for us, you know what I'm saying, the swamp is our area. It's not actually water. It's our area. We in that dirty water. You feel me? And the gators are basically the kings of the swamp. So basically it's like, you know what I'm saying, in our area, you feel what I'm saying, we could sit out there as the gators of the area, of this swamp area. And on land, I'm a lion. I'm actually Leo for real, though. See what I'm saying? So basically, they're the king of the swamp, king of the land. They're what it stands for. You know what I'm saying? So you know, they're what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? It's Boss Gator. Remember, I call myself Boss Gator. It's not because I'm trying to be nobody boss or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It's basically because I make boss moves.
All right, it's, now.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's not being arrogant, you know, nothing like that. It's just, you know, like if I say I'm finna boss up, you know what I'm saying? I'm boss up. I'm Ball Gator. My last name's Jones. But it's down.
Right. And Boss Gator, I love looking at the pictures of you and your daughter fishing. and on Facebook, and also her cooking. Is that your only daughter, or do you have two? Do you have two children?
That's my only child.
Oh, she's adorable. What's her name?
Her name is Takara Jones. Matter of fact, she's at Winning Out.
Wow.
Yeah, she got my name. My you know what I'm saying? I put the title law on her. She's Takara Jones, you know what I'm saying? That's my little princess. You know, and you know, she means the royal to me. So I try to be the best for all I can be for her.
Seriously. Well, you're teaching her how to cook, cause she was cooking something good on that stove.
well, you know, to be honest with you, man, you know, cause see, like when I grew up, you know, well, growing up, you see what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's a lot of things I just naturally done.
Mm-hmm.
And I want her to follow in my same footsteps. My mom ain't had to try to teach me to cook, you know. She ain't had to tell me clean up. She ain't had to tell me. Well, she did tell me don't leave out the house, but I go anyway. You know, I was hard head. You know what I'm saying?
but that's your tail whooped too.
but at the same time, I just kind of want to give her that push. Like, you know, not saying that she probably wouldn't have to do that. But the fact that it kind of like, you know, baby, go on, start cleaning up. You know what I'm saying? Go on, like, take out the trash. I know you're a girl, but take out the trash. You know what I'm saying? Start trying to wash dishes. Start doing anything, because all those things follow you until you be grown. The same, most people,
exactly.
The same person you were when you
were a child,
you're going to be like that when you grown. If you're a son when you're a kid, more likely you're going to be a son when you're grown.
Hey, you're
I want to see that in her. I want her to be a strong, you know what I'm saying? I want her to be a strong one. I want her to be, you know, like, you know, to the point where two people would see that, you know, this girl can hold herself down. It's strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good, and that's good that you're a good role model. And I like to see men taking care of their daughters because they are precious. And I believe that when men are showing that respect to their daughters and their sisters and their mothers, you know, they become good men for other women. So that's a good thing to teach your daughter, how to be self-sufficient, how to be clean and neat, because, you know, people will judge you by your environment. And if you're nasty and your home is nasty, they ain't trying to deal with you because they're thinking you're nasty. And when they say you're nasty mentally, they think your body's nasty. So, you know, I believe that. So that's good. But you know something, baby? We got to take a small break. So you stay with us, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Okay.
All right.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there. Yeah. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there. Yeah. I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, honey,
I'm
my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Until I can make it.
Unmasked with author E. Isle. Whew. And you know something, it's just nice to be here on a Friday evening. And you know, that tune just played was by Eric Benet, Sometimes I Cry. And I like that about a man who's able to be honest when they're hurting, you know, to express that and open up, you know. You know, I don't care if a guy cry. You know, I think that is no sexy when a man can, like, you know, say, baby, this is it, you know. I feel my heart, see my heart. You know, I like that. You know, and because
that's
you're
a real
rap,
man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I want to ask you a question. I know you're doing a lot of things. Do you ever sing any ballads?
Do I ever sing any ballads? Well, I wrote, matter of fact, I got a new song, my new album.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of went there a little bit, you know.
Okay,
but,
well, if you kind of went there, why don't you go there again, live in acapella right now on the mic. Let us hear what you're working with. And then first I want you to tell us the name of that new album.
Well, you know.
Don't be bashful now.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, it's called I Know She Think About Me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It basically, just talking about old friends, relationship, you know.
Okay, we don't want to hear you talk about Boss Gator. We want you to sing about it, okay? Because these people out there who don't know you, they're going to use this opportunity to get to know you. Ain't that right, Mark?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. Now I'm gonna let that be heard in due time. But check this out. I got a piece I want to sing. You know what I'm saying? And this is not that song. It's not a ballad, but
okay. Well, as long as you don't have the speaker on, because then we'll have interference with the audio. Take it off the speaker and just, you know, put your phone near it and let us hear what you're working with.
Okay. So it's like all this shooting in the city, it don't make no sense. I know many sisters and brothers, they got life sentence. Lost a lot of partners over the years, dead and in prison. Never knew it would be the last time talking to some of my homies. Everybody slanging dope, a lot of robbing. There's a lot of pill popping, a lot of stomp powder. Ain't go crazy in this shit. You got one life to live, but some you can't avoid. It is what it is. Can't forget the folks that trying to make a better way. Doing for the kid, keeping motivated. They're lending a helping hand, but don't try to play them. It's about time to pull together love over hate. Some of the youngsters can't see through some of the stuff they're facing. They're just living by the hour out here trying to make proper preparation. Keep your head in the situation. Staying true to yourself, have a little patience, you know, something
that's
like that,
good.
Right
I
there.
I like that. You know, that's real talk.
And I got internet, man, being ain't the way to be. How a lot of get stressed out playing in these streets. Don't nobody owe you, man, but you feel like get your hustle on, try to live right. You ain't got to step on toes and burn bridges. You ain't got to be the D-boy to have a good living. Just strive and survive, high over tiger. A lot of lies and surprise when you're in that fire. Let it burn, it don't kill you, it gonna make you strong. You don't work, you don't eat, gotta quench your hunger. It's some cold, it's some hot summer, and some cold winter. Basically, man, it's seasoning in the life we live. I ain't gonna stab in your back when you turn from you. I ain't gonna double back on you and try to warm you. Everybody ain't the same as some nigga snake. Everybody ain't real, something fake, you see? So it's like.
Wow.
All right,
wow.
Now.
I like
you
that.
Know,
that was good. You know, and, you know,
yeah.
That's real talk. You know, I also like that little country twang that you have when you talk. I think that's so cool. But, you know, some I could give you some applause on that one. That was good.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Do you really like it though? I'm serious. You know, and what I liked about it, not just that it rhymed, the story that you told was true. You know, and I think that when you can talk about stuff that's real, people can relate to it, because all you got to do is look around and you see this shit happening. You know, and that's why I like it, because you made sense. You were telling the story that people can see is the facts. It's the truth. And the truth always stand out on its own. You know, and by you put it together and put that spin on it. Now, who does the background music when you're popping off your rap?
Okay, so what now?
Who does the background music that accompany you when you be rapping?
Okay, the producers, my partner K out the ball, man, you know. He made a couple beats for me. You know, Rauti, he made a couple beats for me. You know,
I know he plays a little bit on the piano. I mean, I heard him. He don't think that he plays it as good, but it sounds great, you know. Maybe he can give you a little something-something, because he played pretty good when he was on his piano.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I got a lot of people I'm trying to eventually work with, you know, so.
Right. Well, that's good.
Like, you know.
Are they working with you for free?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't even getting nothing for free. I ain't paid, you know. So, you know, I mean.
I know right now you're trying to feed your daughter. I'm just messing with you. But
they ain't paying my head off. They ain't paying my head off. But at the same time, you know, it's like, you know, I pay. You know, I pay for get things done, you know.
Right. Well
I'm glad to put you on First Street because I'm good.
So what now?
Well, Mark, I got a question for you.
Put you on First Street because it was good. I enjoyed it.
I did too.
Okay. I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? I think once y'all actually listen to my album, you know, I got a lot of stuff on my new album that you know, I want to put out. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to give people a piece of me. You know what I'm saying? I hope people like it. You know, I mean, like you really never know. I mean, it's just like you're shaking the dice when you're putting out an album, so you don't know how people gonna respond to it. You know, so
how can I get a CD?
Well, it's gonna be on iTunes. You see what I'm saying? And I'll be coming to a city near you in person. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, I pretty much do it like that. But I'm gonna have it on iTunes. I'm gonna be coming to different cities. I'll be at different rugby pools. I'll be at different music conferences. Another thing.
But see, I want an autographed copy. That's why. I want to know how I can get one. I'm willing to pay for it.
I'm gonna come to you personally, man. I'll be in your city, seriously.
Okay, well, you better come on. You better come on, baby.
You say you're in Mobile, right?
No, baby. I'm in Alabama, but I can't tell you over the air because, unfortunately,
okay.
I have stalkers on Facebook, and these people are purposely, you know, trying to blow me up and trying to find out information about me. And I'm, you know, it's a shame that a media site has lost its original intent and has digressed to a lot of unsavory characters and people. So I just say I'm in Sweet Home, Alabama. That's as far as I'm going to go. Off to the...
I can dig that.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Ashley, Alabama... I got some places I still need to hit in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually have been like on ground in Montgomery, Mobile, Birmingham, Tuscaloosa. Basically, you know, them cities I usually been going to. Like, well, I can mention Adamsville and, you know, all the places in West Alabama, Reform, you know, all them little places. No, they right there. But I'm more of a hands-on type of person. I do both of them. You know, now we got social media. You know, we got social media now where it's easier to get music out there. You know what I'm saying? And forward, like, with these different sites. But I still believe in actually going to those cities. See what I'm saying?
That's good, because back in the day when people was doing stuff, they called that the Chipman Circuit. You know, they was running all through the South, you know, when black entertainers was doing their thing, and they got known. They first had to go away from where they lived at all through the South before they came back to the North and make it. So, you know, that's good because people live everywhere, and people want to, you know, be able to hear your music. You know, don't just be limited to bigger arenas. Go to the little small places because their money spend too, and they'll show you a whole lot of love.
You know what? I actually stayed, you know, in one of the I stayed on the same street at one of the places where the children's circuit would consider where they used to stop at.
Uh-huh.
I stayed right in front of it's a place called the Queen City Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
On 7th Avenue. You see what I'm saying? When at the time when James Brown and all those acts,
mm-hmm.
all the people at that time of the war, you know, all the people, when they used to come through certain parts of the South, I stay on the street where one of the places they used to stop in, Mississippi.
All right now.
Really? Wow.
Every
like some Motown review? Like some Motown review or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. All the people come from all over everywhere for to see this area that I stay in.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were right in the thick of it.
But that
was
on the video,
right?
If you actually look on my video, you'll see. I'll be standing in that area, and they'll show the signs and everything. It'll say the Queen City Hotel, 7th Avenue. You know, a lot of people. I believe a lot of people forgot. You know what I'm saying about Mississippi? Now, you know, Mississippi is as far as music is concerned. You know, you got to remember now, every president, B.B. King, you know, all these people, I mean, all these great people coming in the area, Muddy Waters. I believe a lot of people got that.
That's
you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I'm saying, we got a strong music history in Mississippi. Strong. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
be doing it for a lot of different reasons, but they're big, you know, as far as entertainment going. I'm impressed, and I'm glad because, you know, a lot of people think everything got to happen in Detroit area or New York, Pennsylvania, or California. It's good that, you know, the South is representing, you know. So y'all doing y'all thing. But, Mark, I see you got a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to know. I've always wanted to know. This is a question I've always wanted to ask a rapper. Is, you know, especially in a stage show, boss, how do you enunciate the words, especially in a stage show, so that people understand what you're talking about? How do you do that?
Well, nah.
I mean, of course, sometimes it comes out garbled, but a lot of times with the more successful rappers, I notice, like you mentioned Master P, I can understand exactly what they're saying. You know, it's not, it's not all gobbledygook. How do you do that yourself?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, like I said, I have a strong Southern accent. You see what I'm saying?
I can
so,
tell.
You know, I just put it out there. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't. You know what I'm saying? I can't hear my accent because this is where I talk perfect. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, so it's like, you know, I mean, I guess people, I hear a lot of rappers and people just talk and say, what did he say? Like, I don't understand it, you know, and I can't really, what can I do about that? You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't understand it, then, you know. I mean, people ain't got to listen to it, you know. It's a choice. Music is a choice. Some people can understand the lingo. Some people can understand the voice. Like, you know, some people can, some people can't. So, you know.
It's just one of those things.
Right. I mean, you know, it's just like the way I talk. Only way I can do it is just talk the way I talk. You know? And hope. I try to put my words together so people can understand. But, you know. If people don't understand it, then, hey,
You know something about you saying that? That just makes me think, because a lot of times when you see some people talk, they'll sound one way, and then when they sing, it sounds totally different. And I'm
right.
Kind of my head around it. How a person can talk one way, and when they sing, it's totally different. I'm saying, what? So I kind of understand where Mark's coming with that. But anyway, tell us about your upcoming engagements that you got going on, and also how people can get a hold of your stuff.
Okay, well, like I said, what I got coming up in the future is basically I got my album finna drop. The Ball Game is on it. It's finna drop soon. So,
what's the name of
right
the
now,
album? What's the name of the album gonna be?
It's Ball Gator John. It's Mr. Trill. Ball Gator John. You
okay,
know,
title Mr. Trill.
Yeah, Mr. Trill. Ball Gator John. I'm editing to drop that. I'm thinking like another month or so. I'm just waiting on my mix down and everything. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll be promoting it heavy. You know, I'll be trying to promote that. And, and for the whatever come with that territory,
mm-hmm.
I'm with it. Whatever come with that territory, I'm with it. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm planning on having a block party. You know, I'm planning on having a block party. I did a block party 2 years ago. I gave the kids bikes and you know what I'm saying, free food and. Bike toys and all kind of stuff.
Oh, that was nice of you, Carl.
Mark,
I don't know if you are familiar with a
yeah.
block party. A lot of black people growing up, we had block parties. What they would do, they would tell the city, and they would have those little, like, saw horses at the end of the block. And inside the block, they would have, like, the little basketball hoop. They have tables with food. They would have music, you know, and everybody would be bringing food and stuff. Face painting, and you know, that was our own little community, how we got close to our neighbors, you know, because we had row houses back in Baltimore. I don't know if you're familiar with row houses, where there is no break between houses, and the block parties, man, that was a thing to do in the summertime. We have our little lemon with peppermint sticks sticking out of it, fresh fruit, but yeah, if you haven't been to a block party, you need to do one. Put that on your bucket list.
Right, but yeah, that basically, man, I call it the Spread Love campaign. So,
mm-hmm.
so you know what I'm saying? Basically, like, there's a lot of love in there. That's basically what I want to promote it. Like, you know, like, just showing love to everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, some of the people of the neighborhood, you know, talk to some of the kids, talk to some of, you know, some of the people, like, say, be on the positive level, you know, that's basically what I'm on, you know. And but like I said, anything after my album drop, it's no limit to what I'm trying to do, because I'm being into a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
We're gonna have to probably ask you to come back then, you know, after your album drop, because I'm a firm believer. I like to give people opportunity to let other people know what they're doing, because I know when I first started trying to promote my books, you know, it was killing me paying other people for advertisement, you know. So I don't do that, you know. I try to give somebody, you know, opportunity to let people know about them, because you got to give back, you know. You can't be selfish. It ain't all about me. If you don't reach back, help somebody else out, your blessings are gonna stop.
Right, and you know, and a lot of things, like, you just do from the heart, you know.
Exactly.
What I'm saying?
I like what you did, the block party thing. That's special.
Right, just from the heart, like, you know, just natural, you know, like, it's something you want to do, you know, you really want to give out, you see what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
you really want to, you know, be a cheerful giver, you know.
Amen, that's from the Bible, exactly, be a cheerful giver. You know, Mark, is there anything you would like to ask our guests, because unfortunately tonight I'm going to be interviewed by another radio station in Ohio. And I'm going to have to wrap this up a little early. I'm cutting into Boss Gator's 2 hours. But I already told him that this is going to be, I can't do the whole two, and I got to pretty much wrap it up so I can call into her show in 10 minutes. So is there anything you'd like to ask our guest, darling?
I just wanted to, if you can tell us just a little bit about Swamp Mafia Records, your label.
Okay,
go ahead.
Swamp Mafia Records, SMR. You know, like I said, I started with Steel Magnolia, and I told you about the whole the swamp idea.
Right.
You know. So basically, you know, it's a production team, and you know, like I said, I started putting my money behind everything, and I said, okay, well, hey, let's just start distributing our music. You know what I'm saying? I want to call the Swamp Mafia Records. You know, let's change the name. Cause at first it was Swamp Family. Then we seen somebody else had used it, so we said we're going to call it Swamp Mafia Records. So, I actually put out more CDs than just myself. You know what I'm saying? I had other artists out putting out. Like I told you, I went to a period of time where I was trying to be like Master P and all, you know what I'm saying, Jay-Z. And you know what I'm saying? I wanted to be like a CEO, like, you know, I'm producing music, you know what
right.
I'm saying? So you know, that's what that came about, you know what I'm saying? It was just a Swamp Mafia record deal. It was a Swamp Mafia thing. It was just, you know what I'm saying? I had different artists on the label that I was pushing out. You know, when I finally had got it, you know, everything, like, stamped, you know what I'm saying, with the label. You know, I've been rolling with that same, you know, with the same
right.
label, you know, Swamp Mafia record. That's my label. Anybody from the area that rolling with me, if I put my money behind them, they'll be on the Swamp Poppy Rock. You know.
That's wonderful.
I have people say you try well too many hats, you know what I'm saying? You know, but at the same time, you know, like I go do my traveling, you know, I make my calls, I do a lot, you know what I'm saying?
That's why you're the damn
heart.
CEO. Because you're doing that. That's why you're the CEO, baby.
I try to do it all, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, I got a lot of work I got to do now. Because, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, you know, a real label really have a real team. You see what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
You got people that wear some of those hats for you. But as for now, I just say, hey, you know, I ain't got a lot of money, so I had to do what I got to do.
Well, that's how Barry Gordy Jr. started. So.
Right. You know, hey, I look up to like Barry Gordy. You see what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I look at it like it can be big. You know, it been years, but at the same time, I just thought, you know, I ain't dead and gone yet.
It's going to be big if you keep on doing what you're doing, boss.
Yeah.
Well,
we're
going to have to wrap it up early. I just want to say thank you for the time you spent to be on our show. And you know you're always welcome to come back again. So, darling, is there anything you would like to say to our listeners, how to get a hold of you, your phone number, your media site, so they can reach you?
Okay, well, everybody make sure they check out Mr. Trill, Ballgator Jones. You can go on YouTube and you can pretty much go to Mr. Trill and you'll see some of my music. 1 Trillion is one of my videos, and you can follow me on Facebook at Mr. Trill or Card Jones. My Instagram, at Ballgator Jones, Twitter, at Ballgator Jones, all letters together. You can Google me. If you Google Mr. Trill, you'll see a lot of my everything I'm doing. My email address is ballgatorjones@gmail.com. My phone number is 662-549-3998. So, I mean, as long as we're talking business, I'm willing to talk with you. And,
all right now. So everybody don't hear what he said, man. If you missed the digits, just play back the archives and get it, because you know something? This brother, he's doing some things and he's just blowing up. And right now we are so blessed, me and Mark, to have had the opportunity to spend a little time with him. But we know we got to bring him back. Yeah, bring him back real soon. So is there a shout-out, darling, that you would like to give out?
Well, first of all, you know, I want to make sure that I shout out to God, my Lord and my Savior.
Amen.
And all the people I love and all the people that love me.
Amen.
And I also want to shout out the station, you know, Miss Terry. You know, I mean, it been a blessing, you know. And I know all things are right through God, so, you know, it just happened so, you know, my brother Don Dog, you know what I'm saying, he let you know, you know what I'm saying. And I'm glad y'all called, and I appreciate the conversation. And anytime y'all want to talk again, now I'm going to be making some progress. So,
all right. Well, you know something.
You can always come back,
and you can always call us. Ain't no problem with that.
Keep in contact with me, because y'all ain't ready to see me move.
And so he's like, we ain't ready for you, baby. We born ready. What you talking about? Stop that noise.
Hey, man, tell you, I'm coming to your city now. I'm sitting now.
Hey,
I mean,
you come, you better say, Arthur, I'm here. Where you at, darling? Come on now. But, you know, I can't tell you how close you are on the air. But, yeah, you call me after the show. You know, and we can talk, you know, but we make this thing do what it do. But it's been a pleasure. Me and Mark, I appreciate you being here, baby. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, my publicist got me across, you know, got me interviewing. I got to make it do what it do. So I got to take my interviews, and we're going to get you back here on another time. And, baby, you keep making that music, and we appreciate you. And anytime you want to come back and show us what you're working with, you could do that. You can hang out with me and Mark. Ain't that right, Mark?
That's right. You got a home.
Right,
okay, Miss Mark. I'm Miss Terry. Good talk to y'all. Y'all have a nice day, and God bless the world.
You too, darling. I just love your accent. You take care now, Bart Gator.
Say hello to that lovely daughter of yours. She's very precious.
Okay, I'll make sure I tell you, okay?
Right, baby.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
You're listening to authorist Terry E. Lyle's Blog Talk Radio. It's the interview that pays to listen to with the honest, candid truth in your face.